This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Teresa Isabel Marin. Date of birth, October the 22nd, 1965. Case ID number is 850-4440. Date of exam, November the 21st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 8/14/2023. Valley Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic, dated 10/28/22 and 10/10/2022. And a hearing test on that same date of 10/10/2022. Identifying information, this is a 58-year-old divorced female with one grown child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral vascular accident, comma, bilateral hypoacusis of both ears, comma, osteoarthritis of the hands and knees, comma, decreased vision, comma, headaches, comma, and high blood pressure. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in January 2023, where she was a provider for 6 months. She also worked for Dillard's for 18 years. During the time that she worked as a provider, she worked 4 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. When she worked for Dillard's, it was 8 hours per day. Five days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her son, and she was receiving disabilities for 1 year and has recently been cut short of her disability. She states it was because she was working as a provider. Allegation number one, cerebral vascular accident. The claimant states that in 2019, when she had COVID, she developed also a right ischemic cerebral vascular accident. She presented herself to the Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance and at Valley Baptist Hospital. And initially only stayed for 1 day. They were unable to make her diagnosis. She presented with right facial paresis, mild decreased balance, and normal vision. Eventually, the claimant, after being treated for COVID, eventually lost both of her hearing in both ears. The claimant did have difficulty with speech and had dysphagia, but her mental status was normal, and she did not suffer from seizures or any kind of syncopal episodes. Her residual symptoms include mild facial paresis, but in a better state than she was before, mild decreased balance, but normal vision. The claimant does have difficulty in speaking with a mild dysphagia, but her conversation is understandable. Her mental status is normal. She has had no seizures or syncopal episodes. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, but unable to climb stairs. But she does not need a cane or walker at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. As noted earlier, she occasionally gets a little dizziness and decrease of balance. She is presently on aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, and was diagnosed with a right ischemic cerebral vascular accident with mild right-sided facial paralysis, bilateral hypoacusis, and mild dysphagia. Her condition at this time appears to be stable. Allegation number two, hypoacusis of both ears, secondary to sensorial neural hearing loss, affecting cranial nerves 8 bilaterally. The claimant states that in 2019, when she was infected with COVID-19, she eventually had a cerebrovascular accident and started to develop bilateral hearing loss. At this time, her report on October the 10th, 2022, indicated that she had bilateral hearing loss bilaterally and was diagnosed with sensorial neural hearing loss. The claimant does have hearing aids but still has difficulty in hearing even with the hearing aids, and carrying on a conversation was difficult with her. Her hearing loss is moderate to severe, which was diagnosed with a hearing test. The hearing loss is being attributed to either the stroke or possible COVID-19 infection, although it has been treated, her condition is poor. Allegation number three, right knee torn meniscus and left knee decreased extension. The claimant states that in 1980, she started to develop severe bilateral knee problems and had a right knee torn meniscus and eventually degenerative joint disease of the left knee as well. She states in 2021, her condition got worse and she was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease. X-rays were performed which confirmed her diagnosis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, but was given 2 steroid injections along with Synvisc for lubrication. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 20 minutes, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is unable to climb stairs at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to sweep at this time. Her physician is Dr. Melendez, and she has no assisted devices that she uses. She is presently on ibuprofen, 600 milligrams. TID, PRN is needed for pain, which does give her some relief. The only physical activity she does is minor chores. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry. But states that because of her condition and her inability to hear, she does not walk by herself in the park or in any areas. She says she always tries to take her son with her. Her condition at this time appears to be stable, and she states that she does respond to medications. She has refused any kind of surgery secondary to having poor surgical results in with other surgeries that have been performed on her. Allegation number four, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2019, she started to have problems with her vision. She states that she suffers from hypertension, cerebrovascular accident, and problems with bilateral vision at this time in both eyes. She does wear glasses and states that her night vision as well as her peripheral vision are poor. Snellen vision OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular corrected is 20/20, which is normal. Allegation number 5, headaches. The claimant states that in 2018 she was having headaches, which may have been coming from the cerebrovascular accident and the COVID-19 infection. She states that the character of the pain is a heavy pain located throughout her brain area, which affects her parietal and occipital area of her brain. She states that sometimes the duration of the headaches can last for 2 days, and it's a headache that she has every week. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, photophobia, paresthesias, vertigo, and poor vision. She was diagnosed with tension headaches secondary to possible right ischemic cerebrovascular accident. She states that she takes Motrin 600 milligrams per day, which does relieve her pain, and states that it usually takes approximately 2 hours to respond to the medication. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number 6, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2023, she was having occipital and parietal headaches that she had been having 5 years prior to being diagnosed with hypertension, along with blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, but has had a cerebrovascular accident. She also denies any nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 119 over 80 mmHg. She is taking no medications for high blood pressure and has a normal high blood pressure reading at this time. The claimant's physician is Dr. Melendez and also Dr. Curtis Maynor. Family history. The mother had osteoarthritis, hyperlipidemia, and hypothyroidism. The father had a myocardial cardiac arrest and died of it. Medical problems, acute hearing loss, secondary to sensorial hearing loss bilaterally with bilateral hearing aids, which do not appear to be helping her. Hyperalgia, osteoarthritis of both knees, trigeminal neuralgia, and venous insufficiency of the lower extremities. Medical problems. Major surgeries, right inguinal repair times 2, performed in 2000. Central neural hearing loss bilaterally with bilateral hearing aids, hysterectomy in 2000. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 152 pounds. Height, 5 feet 5 inches. BP, 119 over 80 mmHg. Heart rate, 82 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. BMI, 26. General. This is a 58-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian, but difficult to talk to, secondary to severe hypoacusis, who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant did have hearing aids, which did not appear to be helping her at all. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. The claimant does have hearing loss, which was confirmed by physical examination. She is unable to carry on a normal conversation, even with the hearing aids on. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30, corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft but tender in the right inguinal area, but non-distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Extremities, no clubbing or cyanosis was noted. The claimant does appear to have venous insufficiency, although it's noted that she had peripheral vascular disease, but appears to be more of a venous insufficiency of both legs. And she did have some pitting edema noted. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Skin, no lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have some small venules that were noted. Neurological. The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me, but had a difficult time and carrying on a conversation because she could not hear. Her speech was fairly fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She did have clear thought process and her memory was fair. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cranial nerves? The claimant did have some problems with the right facial muscles, which is cranial nerves 5 and 7, and does have bilateral central hearing loss, which is cranial nerves 8 bilaterally. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was abnormal, but the Romber sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms, some tenderness over lower extremities, joint swelling, and mild erythema and effusion of the lower legs was noted. There is normal range of motion in the cervical and thoracic and lumbar spine area. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant did have decreased range of motion and strength of the lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 70 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, the claimant was unable to do a straight leg raise, secondary to knee problems. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees. And the claimant appears to have some torn ligaments and stability of the left knee, where she has a difficulty in flexion as well as in extension. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She has no assistive devices, but more likely than not requires one at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist and opposed fingers. There are signs of osteoarthritis of her hands. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not intact. The claimant had problems with cranial nerves 5, 7, and 8, along with possibly 11 and 12 as well. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but muscle spasms, especially of the lower legs. Muscle strength was +3/5 for the lower extremities and +5/5 for the upper extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is grossly normal bilaterally with signs of osteoarthritis of her fingers. X-rays of the right hand, no acute findings. X-ray of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant does not hear well at all and has mild difficulty in speaking, although her conversation is understandable, but she cannot understand anybody else's conversation. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially at both knees. She is unable to heel toe and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has minor limitations in her visual acuity and no limitations in her visual fields. She is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations, secondary to mild dysphagia, although her conversation is understandable, and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to sensorineural neural hearing loss, dash severe, bilaterally, comma, bilateral knee pain, secondary to probable degenerative joint disease, comma, and mild signs of a cerebral vascular accident. Probable diagnosis, number one, right ischemic cerebral vascular accident with mild right-sided facial paresis slash bilateral hypoacusis with sensorial neural hearing loss bilaterally and mild dysphagia. Number two, bilateral sensorial neural hearing loss of both ears, severe, with mild hearing with hearing aids. Number three, osteoarthritis in the hands and degenerative joint disease, confirmed with x-rays and physical examination. Being treated with ibuprofen at this time. Number four, decreased vision, dash, normal physical exam. Number three, headaches, dash, more likely than not coming from the cerebral vascular accident, secondary to tension headaches. Being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 119 over 80 mmHg. Number six, high blood pressure, dash, not being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 119 over 80 mmHg, which is normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Teresa Isabel Marin.